The difference between this picture of God and those that have gone before is seen in the way in which God deals with the corruption of sin and sinners. For here we see God's great love for sinners in the face of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Instead of simply overlooking humanity's sins, instead of punishing all sin and sinners indiscriminately, God sent his only Son, through whom all things were made, into this world, making him for a little while lower than the angels, becoming like us, people of flesh and blood, sharing our human nature, radically identifying himself with us at the deepest level of our need. All this Jesus did so that, having become one of us, he could represent us before God the Father. Then he took upon himself the punishment that we deserved, the punishment that a righteous God, in order to be truly righteous, must deal with disobedience. And on the cross, he died in our place as our substitute. In so doing, he purified us from our sins. Having then been raised to life again on that first Easter morning, God the Father once again crowned him with glory and honor, bringing with him we whom Jesus is not ashamed to call his brothers and sisters to share in his glory forever. For Jesus is the one who leads them to salvation, our text tells us. The words translated here as the one who leads is a word for one who is a pioneer, who enters unknown territory, blazing a trail for others to follow. Jesus is the pioneer of our salvation, blazing a trail through the seemingly impenetrable range of death, so that we might follow him through it to our eternal home, which is heaven. What is God like? In Jesus, we see the nature of God as that of self-sacrificing love for the undeserving, for sinners like you and me. If that is indeed what God is like, then we come to God with empty hands to receive in faith the gift of God's forgiving love. Love that makes us brothers and sisters of Jesus, who will one day share glory for all eternity. That's something worth celebrating. Have you ever been in a mine? Paul Deventer, in his book of short meditations entitled By the Way, describes what it's like to be in a mine. It is pitch black. Water drips and the boards used to shore up the sides creak. Miners can testify to the complete and total darkness beneath the surface of the earth. They also know how dangerous it is. Mines have side shafts and tunnels in which a person can be hopelessly lost. They must avoid dangerous pitfalls. Couldn't that describe, in a way, life in our world today? Spiritually speaking, we also need a light to find our way through the darkness of sin and unbelief in this world. God has given that light in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ, and all that he has done for us. As God's people, we are in the business of holding up and shining forth that light of Jesus Christ to people lost in darkness in our own country, in our own community, and throughout the world. As such, may we rededicate ourselves to the task of mission, to sharing the message of what God is really like, of his great love for sinners, that all may know for themselves the wonder of his love. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses our understanding, may keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.